We you have that? All right. Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to call the meeting to order at 5:34, October 17th. Resolution 374. We're going to, I'm sorry, approve the minutes of September 13th and September 19th.
I'll make a motion to approve both.
We have those changes, correct?
Second of both.
The changes were circulated?
Yeah.
So it's.
Everybody has them.
I saw them.
Yep.
You're happy.
I don't remember who first or seconded, but I'm satisfied.
All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, we're going to take Resolution 374 out of order.
Can I move it to the end?
Move it to the end, yes, we're waiting for somebody. 381, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment amount to be in excess of 50, entered by the county, Dan Swalling and Demo, county attorney, moved by.
So moved.
Second.
Second, any discussion?
Where does he haul this asbestos to?
Do we know? Recycling?
I mean, is it being environmentally taken care of?
Of course it will.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, Dan's
River.
Somebody's backyard, Carl.
Forside Park.
No, but where does it go? I mean, it doesn't go to the ORA.
There are different disposal sites, and some of them are, I think, asbestos approved.
Are they in Ulster County?
They have to take them down.
Well, no, okay.
They're like Sullivan County, things like that.
I mean, I just wondered.
All right, any other questions? If not, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
385, authorizing reconstruction and restabilization of Watson Hollow Road and for the County of New York at a maximum estimate cost of $412,000 and authorizing the issue of $412,000 bonds of said county to be paid the cost thereof.
So moved.
Second.
Questions? Roll call. All in favor, say aye.
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 387, authorizing the issue of an additional $635,326 bonds of Ulster County be paid part of county share of reconstruction of South Corners Road and said county and authorizing the issue of $635,326 additional bonds.
I'll move it.
Oh, second.
Wrong one.
Oh. I didn't do this one yet.
A second. We have a second?
I'll second.
Right. Any discussion?
Is this the road that goes past the
High school.
The high school? Is it
yes.
being widened? Is that what's...
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Being widened. Yeah. Okay.
To include much safer
shoulders. Safer
shoulders.
Yeah.
And which is critically important.
Mm-hmm. All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any new business? We did get the bids for the family court. Everybody probably should have got a copy. It'll go through the family court committee. They came in a lot lower than what we anticipated and we expected, so we should be happy. I hear that Ken, we're having a special meeting before the end of the month, is that correct?
That's correct. I was gonna announce it tonight. Okay. We finally figured it out. It's gonna be next Wednesday the 25th.
Okay.
Clock won't be there.
I can't be there. What time is it gonna be?
Gotta be in Chambers, Kenny?
Yeah.
Chambers?
Yeah.
All right, but everybody should have a copy of the bids. All right, any old business? Resolution 294, adopting proposed local law number 4 of 2017, a law to provide for collection of real property taxes. This was going to be put on, held over to next month. We have to bring it up this month in order to hold over to next month. So we'll make a motion to
I'll make a motion to postpone until next month.
Second?
Second.
We actually, Joe Steckler did call me. I called Bert. Bert tried to reach him on two different occasions. He has not been able to contact the correct Bert.
Correct, yep.
All right, so that's next month. Let's go back to Resolution 374. Amending the Resolution 319 of 2001, amending the policy of Ulster County with regard to project labor agreements. Move first.
I'll move it.
Second.
Second.
You just seconded to leave. Make it
to adjournment
meeting. You just came and you made an amendment to leave.
He's now listening to minutes.
John, you want to say a couple words?
Sure.
since 2001, there's been an amendment, there's been a law or a rule on the books for construction projects over $1 million, the consideration or due diligence to a project labor agreement. $1 million is not a reasonable amount to be a trigger for anything like that. It's way too low. We had a number of meetings in the committee. In a reverse order, we had the building trades people come in, discussed it at length. They suggested that $3.5 million would be a reasonable amount to see if a PLA was warranted, to do a due diligence. We also felt that there have to be more than three contractors involved. In particular, for road work, the county might be doing $10 million of road work, but it would basically be one contractor. So that would be exempt from it, because the amendment that the committee discussed and the building trades was $3.5 million, and the project requires the services of three or more contractors. And we believe that's reasonable. I actually thought it would be a little lower, but the building trades people said that's a reasonable amount. It's not a bad idea to have a process in place where there's a written opinion as to why a decision was made, whether it be a go or a no-go in terms of the project labor agreement that falls under this criteria. And it's not, there was no controversy with it. There was no difficulty with it. The legislative affiliate was there, and Legislative Green, the trades were pretty happy with it. And the county now would be in a position to know exactly when and why a project labor agreement either was agreed to or dismissed. And I think if you go back through history, there's only been, since 2001, there's only been one of these things executed. Mm-hmm. And that's right now for the
Family court?
For the family court. They didn't need one, or they didn't decide to do one, to have one for the STIVE program. Quite frankly, we had a big discussion about that in the committee. I wasn't interested in going backwards to find out why. We're looking for a written report. It was a decision made not to do it. It's all ex post facto. Let's go forward from here. And to me, I think that this thing is practically a no-brainer. There's not a whole lot of them out there that happen. So if anybody has any questions, be my guest.
I think, John, I don't think the intent is, I think everybody has no problem with it. I think there might be some concerns on some particulars on the resolution itself. So in saying that, I got a few calls today. We held this over from last week to this week so we can discuss it, to have Mark here to give his input onto it, some of the concerns that I have heard, from what I have known on some of our bids regarding bridges and roadway, might not be necessary to do that, because there's a cost involved to decide what a project, to do a project agreement, or do the analysis of the project agreement, so that we can decide yes or no to move forward with it. So in saying that, Mark, if you want to just make your comments regarding this.
Sure. Mr. Chairman, can yes. I just mention mm-hmm. one thing? I just look at the resolution. It says legislative parity offers the following. We had a meeting on June 19th when the purchasing director was here. I've never had one conversation, one phone call, one suggestion, or one complaint since June 19th. Then we've had meetings in August, and didn't have one in September because I wasn't really feeling up to it,
mm-hmm.
and had one the other night.
Well, so I can't.
I didn't get a phone call. I'm All glad right. you did, my friend.
All right. Well, but I usually get many phone calls from different people.
With the
anyway.
Theatrics.
Mark, you wanted.
Sure.
discuss why you didn't give him a phone call, or you didn't talk to him, or you can say that, or you can just go on and...
I just found out about this iteration, because it has changed much since the June meeting, and the fact that I understand how you're trying to exempt the bridge and road projects by saying that a project that requires the services of three or more contractors, but it doesn't exempt any of those. We've had several bridge contracts in the last few years where we've done demo and crane and construction. So we're still looking at doing a PLA for a bridge contract, and Mike Hamm and the trades have told me that they don't want us spending the $20,000 on areas where they're not going to show the ability to save, because they believe that that's just wasting the taxpayers' money. So I understand exempting it is a good idea, the bridge and the roadways. This, I don't think, does that. And, I wasn't noticed of the meetings. I didn't know the changes. So any of the meetings you've invited me to, I've come to. But regardless, I think that there's got to be another way. And I've reached out to the Trades Council. At first, their agreement was $5 million. I'm okay with the $3.5 million if that's the threshold that you all decide that you want to set it at. What I don't want to see is anything over $3.5 million, which would include bridges and roads, where there's three or more that we're spending that $20,000. The way I do the analysis now is a three-prong analysis. First, I can look at the type of project. So I can look at a road project, I can look at a bridge, and automatically say we're not going to do a PLA. Second, we look at the scope and the type. If we have a CM or an architect on that job, we go out to them and ask for their opinion, which is what we did on the Strive project, which I believe I provided to the Government Efficiency and Review, which was a letter from our CM stating that we shouldn't, that there was no need for a due diligence study for a PLA because the PLA wasn't going to save us money on that project. So it's not like I'm in my office determining whether we're going to do a due diligence study, just me, myself. We do look at the analysis. It's really like a three-prong analysis, and we go forward from there. I believe that passing this will tie my hands, and anything over $3.5 million we'll be spending the $20,000 on, which could be up to $100,000 a year and not doing any PLA projects. It's only five projects that we would have to do where we do an analysis on, because they're about $20,000 each time. This time it did suggest for Family Court, the due diligence study said we'll save somewhere in the $150,000
to $250,000
range.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just ask, for as an example, the bridge project that we just recently approved in Changum, I remember Ken talking about changes to the lights. Does that have more than three contractors when you include
I don't subs? Know because I don't know. I don't get their subs necessarily, and this doesn't speak. Yeah, it could. If the general contractor, the prime contractor, had two subs,
that counts, right?
That counts. So,
So you would need to know that. I mean, and it would strike me that a lot of the bridge projects, just as one example, would have subs for. Carmine Liberta had.
You're talking about general contractors, three general contractors, not three.
It just says contractors.
The implication is three general contractors, not three.
We don't
contractors.
Go by implication. We go by the letter of this says three construction contracts, and a sub is a contract.
And the Walco Bridge would have three contractors. D.A. Collins, I know Callanan's in doing paving, and.
Who's doing the electric for the lights? You talked about the upgrades. I mean, it's just. So on some level, the devil is in the detail. I think that this is a smart upgrade, because I think what we've been operating under, if we were aggressively reading it to the letter of the resolution, we might have PLAs $1 million is a tiny threshold. So mm-hmm. that clearly needs to be updated. But can we make whatever changes that would marry both?
The sponsor could. Do it. We can
any amendments made here have to be made on the floor anyway.
Yeah. Right.
day of the meeting.
What would be an acceptable threshold?
But hold on, just so that, in talking to that, we cannot make an amendment,
the
correct?
The threshold's not the issue.
No, I mean the
on
savings.
The floor. Anybody can make an amendment or just a sponsor?
No, anybody can make an amendment on the floor. I'm not necessarily talking today or next month or whatever the timing is. I'm just saying that I feel like we should, that should be vetted. The other question that I have, I think is probably a small one. In the 1, 2, 3, 4 resolved, it says that the $3.5 million threshold contained herein shall be reviewed and amended as deemed necessary by the appropriate standing committee. Is there a reason not to name that committee? Because I feel like if it's construction contracts, it's going to be either Ways and Means or Buildings and Grounds or both.
What happens if the committee change? The committee name changes 3 years from now.
Oh, I guess.
Committee names change year over year.
Does this imply maybe someone can answer the question whether it's legal or it's sponsor? Does this imply that change happens within committee or that we have to change the policy? Because it's saying it can be made by the committee. So does that mean that Buildings and Grounds or whatever it's called 5 years from now, that the five members of Buildings and Grounds can sit together and go, you know, we're bumping this up to five or we're dropping it down to one within committee? Because the way I read it means that the committee can make the change because it's giving that latitude. The same way that we sometimes give latitude to the executive department in terms of operations, making operations easier within a resolution. So that's something I think we just need to be clear on, whether or not we want the threshold change to come back to the legislature as a whole, in which case I'd be less concerned about what committee it is, or whether that change is going to take place in the committee, and then I think we have to have a real conversation about it.
The way I would view it, in that committee, I don't think they have the authority to increase it or decrease it.
That's what this resolution, I read that this resolution gives them the authority.
Well, that committee doesn't have the authority. Legislators have the authority.
Yeah, I don't want to interject. I mean, I think it could be clarified. So, right, it's not exactly clear the way it's written. But my interpretation of that is that the committee would essentially make the recommendation, but the usual legislative course would still have to be followed.
And adopted by the legislature.
My point, Nick, is that that's your interpretation. And could have a different interpretation. And this doesn't say shall make a recommendation. It says amended in committee.
Which is why we could clarify.
It could be clarified.
And we should
John?
Do that, is what I'm saying.
Just a point, though. When I heard this talk about $100,000 a year for studies, you know, there's a big difference between a due diligence study and an analysis. An analysis can be made to say it's not necessary. The due diligence study is when you know you need one. There's a big difference, and you know I like to use it as an example. Who does the study? And it's like a little medical thing, you know. The orderly didn't decide I needed my shoulder replaced. There was a doctor that looked at the X-rays, that looked at things. He did an analysis. He did a study. And made a decision. These things are not done in a vacuum.
Who did it? The orderly?
The orderly.
He did the operation.
It cost me a lot less than that. So, I think that $100,000 is, it's things that are used a lot to create a tactic.
Mm-hmm. I could just say, I mean, it's changing it from an analysis to requiring a due diligence study. This is completely changing the language that was in the current resolution. So it is not it's requiring me to do a $20,000 due diligence study every time one of these projects meets the threshold, regardless of whether I do any sort of analysis. It ties my hand with analysis.
These seem like they should be friendly amendments. I don't know if they are, John, but couldn't we just clarify that? I mean, is it your intent to have it be, have it apply to something like
for
a bridge?
For instance, I hear the talk about a road project.
Right, or a bridge project.
Or a bridge project, where there's basically one general contractor. Yeah, there could be more contractors doing work, like truckers. That's not what we're talking about. It seems to me
that would be my argument, because I would think we'd be talking about the general contractors, three or more general contractors. They're talking about, from what they're interpreting this, and correct me if I'm wrong, you're talking about three contractors on a job, no matter if it's a general contractor, whatever subs they are, they're underneath them.
And once again, the first time I'm hearing this, we had a meeting last night, and we've had two or three meetings previous to this. Mm-hmm. That's not so necessarily unreasonable.
But this doesn't
say... But suddenly it's coming up today.
Don't understand, three contractors.
But an analysis could be made.
Right.
that we don't need to do a due diligence study.
But that's not what your resolution says, that any project that has an estimated value of over $3.5 million and three or more contractors, which translates to contracts, it is required to do a due diligence. So a bridge which generally does have a general contractor, a paver, sometimes a crane, sometimes electric, like right there you have four, and that's not, I'm probably leaving out a whole bunch of subs. So almost every bridge project I would expect would fall under this. Every Watson Hollow probably too, because there's probably more than three contracts contained within a $3.5 million contract. That's just just the nature of the business.
I'm viewing it as a general contractor, three or more general contractors. Attorneys, correct me if I'm wrong. Is it three or more general contractors or three or more contractors, including the general contractor?
Right, the text does not specify. Yes. It doesn't say prime contractor. It doesn't say general contractor. It says contractor. So that includes subs.
So any contractor is part of the three.
Yeah. If I come in and I have a contract to paint the lines as part of the big budget.
I don't know if that was your intent, John, to have all contractors part of this. Or just to...
it's a little like on a building project. You can't have one general contractor. You have to have a heating contractor, and that's very specific. Subs, yeah. But somebody could win a paving contractor and hire Joe's Trucking. Is he a contractor now? No, I don't think so.
But he is, Joe.
I don't think
he has a contract.
Because he's not paid for by the county.
That's not...
Is it or isn't it? He said that on a bridge contract, they hire a trucker. Is he a separate contractor?
Depends on the structure. I mean, he could be considered a vendor. He could be considered a materialman or a supplier. But the term of art contractor is if you have a GC and he engages into an arrangement with another party, it's going to be a subcontract if it's denominated as such. So at a minimum, I would think if you read this broadly, you should just clarify it if you're concerned about that. If we're not concerned about it, it seems we are, we should clarify. Whatever the intent is, I think should be spelled out very clearly.
We need to be concerned about it.
We have to be concerned about it. Tracy, then? Mark?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, the way we structure the initial numbers that we see on a project in our capital programs, and then as it gets translated, very often the one big number has many contracts under it, whether it be what we're talking about, the general contractor, or an architect, or an electrician contract who's doing some, it could be minimal lighting. I have no idea how big the lighting contract, and I'm only bringing up lighting because I remember Ken and thinking, what a great idea that they're going to upgrade these lights on that bridge, mm-hmm. having gone over that bridge. But that's not going to be the general contractor who's building the bridge. That's going to be someone who's expertise in lighting. So there's going to be multiple contracts on most of these projects. So I just think we have to clarify. And John, what you were saying...
So upgrading the lights would initiate another whole bid process.
No, it's part of
Then they're not part of the bid process. They're a subcontractor.
But this does... A subcontractor, in what you wrote, is included as a contractor because it just says three or more contractors. It doesn't say three or more general contracts. It doesn't say three or more contracts. It says contractors. So the subs are contractors. That's. I don't understand why we wouldn't want to clarify when we're already hearing from our own counsel that it's not clear.
Mark?
But it's all of a sudden today.
But it's not too late. It's today. We're here.
Well, we can postpone it till next month, and everybody can come to the committee and tell us what they think it should be.
You weren't here last week. We had questions last week. You weren't here. That's the first time it came to us.
John, the reason why we didn't vote on it last week, we gave you the courtesy to come here.
I understand.
Because there was some concern. I mean, we could act on it last week, and I'm sure it probably wouldn't pass because these are all the concerns that people brought up, and even more so in the past 2 days. So... I mean, that's why we're here. We would like to do something. You made a great idea about, moving forward with something like this, but I think there's some things we have to iron out in order to move forward with it. Mark?
Sorry, real quick. Even if you change it to just prime contractors, a lot of our bridge projects have three or more prime contractors. We have a demolition contractor. We have a crane contractor. That's why I don't really want to go the route of setting a number of contractors. If you want to exempt bridge or road projects than exempt bridge or road contracts. If you want to have it just be building contracts, have it be building contracts, or you can allow me to do the analysis, which is what is in the original resolution, which I think then broadens it enough to where I don't have to do the due diligence study on every project, which would be my preference.
Ken?
I mean, he took the words out of my mouth a little bit. I think that if the goal is to exempt road and bridge contracts, then why don't we just do that? You know, any individual project that exceeds $3.5 million, parentheses, except bridge and road contracts.
Or
just a question. What happens when we come back and amend a project that has already begun to exceed that $3.5 million?
Gentlemen?
Carl Belfilio, turn around.
Yeah. Carl, I mean, I just bring that up. So then we're doing a PLA after the work has been done.
Well, that obviously would not.
It says estimated cost.
I mean, it does say estimate. I just bring that up.
Well, that's if it's over, what, 5% of the original contract price, it has to come before the legislature anyway to vote on.
Well, you
had
to
you
vote
had the
on
opportunity
you the money
to say
anyway.
No, or then the go. Opportunity to say do a PLA.
Well, you don't have the money. First of all, you can't authorize it because you didn't authorize the money initially. So, that you know, you have to come back to the legislative body to get the money.
Yes.
But the question becomes, it was $3.2 million, now it's $4.2 million, the extra $1 million. Does it have to go through a whole PLA examination?
Like the bridge we just lived through that we talked about, that's years and years.
Right, so it's the aggregate amount, right?
Yeah. It just says $3.5 million project.
John, and listen to everybody here today. I think we'd be foolish to move forward with this tonight. All right?
It's fine.
Can we get John our concerns? And you heard some of them here tonight that, you know, maybe we can, with the attorneys, put something together where everybody seems to be much more comfortable
That's
moving
fine.
Forward with this.
That's fine.
Mike's here now. Do you want to hear from him at all?
Who?
Mike Hamp. Okay.
Mike, you want to talk?
Originally when this came up, I mean, the cap was unrealistic at $1 million. You can't show a cost savings at that. We've consulted with several different firms that handle PLAs, thousands of them a year, and we were just getting a feel on, you know, what's the best number to come in at. They recommended at 3.5, 3.8 would be a good number, but $5 million wasn't out of the realm in that thing. You know, and to reiterate on what Mark Ryder just said also, you know, if you have to take something to due diligence every job at 3.5 or $5 million, I mean, let's say you get a windfall of work here in the next several years and there's 10 jobs that come up over $5 million. I mean, you know, you guys are going to be spending $100,000 on due diligence studies, and they may or may not show a cost savings. And I'm realistic about that. We're always realistic about that, you know? We know what ones we can do and what ones we can't. I mean, I'm just speaking from the building trades end of it, okay? From the building trade standpoint is nobody in construction wants a black eye having people run around Ulster County saying, you know, a PLA is costing, you know, it's costing us $20,000 every time, and you know, it's a dice throw to see if it's going to save, you know. You know, I've talked to the purchasing department, I've talked to John also, you know, and we always said that, you know, it's a case-by-case study, and when you have an opportunity to enter into, you know, you have talks, that's what's nice about here. You know, everybody can come on the floor. You can talk about the projects. You know, we're talking about entertaining into a due diligence at 3.5 or above. And it doesn't mean that you have to spend the $20,000 on it. Mm-hmm. It just means that you have to bring it, you know, you guys have to talk about it. And, you know, we're going to come in and do our best. You know what I mean?
Can I ask Tracy? A question? So what you're suggesting then is more of the analysis at that threshold and not necessarily the $20,000 on the due diligence as an absolute,
you know,
analysis in the conversation.
In the beginning, I thought it was an easy lift as far as, like, Resolution 319 has been on the books for, 88, whatever it was, 90, I don't even know. But when Rich was real young guy playing tennis.
2001.
playing tennis, I still do.
what it was is I thought they were just going to, we were just going to keep the language the same pretty much and then raise the cap. You know what I mean? In some of these projects requiring a service of three or more contractors from completion, you know, Mark is spot on also with bridge work and road work. A lot of these contractors, you've got your big contractors, they come in, they own everything. You know, they own it all. I mean, they demo it, they, you know, Betty and Kring did Greenville Avenue, you know, everything was theirs except for the crane. And that's only because their crane was busy, so they got another guy. I'm doing the ones down on the thruway, H&B, Harrison, I have every bridge in Ulster County. And the contractors come out and they have everything right there. So they're really not subletting a lot of stuff out anymore. That's the way they're bidding.
And that was our discussion to exempt them.
Yeah, those, you know, Callinan Industries, your Peckhams, you're all that do all the road work and the paving and stuff. There's no sub work. You know, they come with everything. You know, so that doesn't, that's where that exempt would come in. But yeah, I thought it was going to be pretty much, you know, let's get a background study on what the PLA, what we could raise the cap to and right. get it comfortable. And then do it by a job-by-job, you know, study and say, hey, you know, this thing actually has some meat on the bone. You know, you could save yourself $200,000, $150,000, $300,000, whatever the case may be. You know, some jobs just won't show that.
Well, my concern is that I originally read the resolution, said three contractors. I assume it was the general, or you know, the general contractor.
On a building right? job, you're correct, Rick.
But I mean, even like you said on roadwork jobs. I mean, you know, like even though they might not sub them out because of the bigger companies, but there again, you know, we just can't say a bigger company's going to bid on it. You know, we have to do this inclusive of everything. So, you know, if we're talking about three contractors, I'm under the impression of three general contractors, not three contractors on the job.
Right, so you're looking at three primes,
prime, right,
similar
exactly.
to what you got at the Ulster County Family Court.
Family Court, right. So, I mean, you know, it's a completely different, the way you can view it, especially if, you know, a contractor has all the subs underneath them, inclusive underneath their umbrella name, so to speak. John.
We talked a long time about this. I mean, I just do find the interesting part is this resolution has been on the books since October 201. Relevant department has to explore the use of PLAs for construction projects over $1 million. Ask for a copy of those analysis or studies since 2001 and see how many you're going to get. We realize that's an unreasonable amount, and all of a sudden it's going to cause like confusion. That's good. Leave it at $1 million and go right to where it is, and let's start doing it.
I'm saying, John, you brought up some good points. I think we have to massage the points you brought up to make it even better and make it very inclusive.
Make it reasonable.
Right. Tracy?
Well, I think the one thing that we have to work out and that John, the sponsor, has to come back and tell us what he's thinking is the question of whether or not, as Mike was describing, we raise the threshold, but we maintain the previous process, which involved an analysis and then potentially the actual due diligence study, or we make it a threshold that absolutely requires out of hand a due diligence study, in which case, because each one's going to be $20,000 and we risk spending hundreds of thousands of dollars a year on due diligence studies, we have to be very clear about which projects we're requiring once they hit that threshold, and that's where we have to have the conversation about roads, bridges, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. So, because I think they're two very different things. Raising the threshold but maintaining a process for analysis first puts the county at a different financial risk, but also opens up the conversation on any big project with the trades and with purchasing to do the analysis mm-hmm. first, which... I don't want to go back in time.
I just
want
to read
litigate
one other thing
what
to
happened
you, Mr. Chairman.
Or what has not happened over the since 2000.
In the June 19th meeting, we talked about these very things. The members of the committee took issue with the fact that there was no participation by the legislature. Well, that's the legislature's choice. One of the members, it was happened to be Rich, was also concerned there are no written policies, procedures, or metrics for determining whether a due diligence study should be initiated. Well, we're trying to come up with something now.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you that we can't amend it today with all the conversation. Anybody that wants to send stuff to me, we'll put it off, refer it back to the committee, however you do it, postpone it for a month. We'll see what we get. I'll talk with the learned council, members of the labor group, the purchasing department, or anybody else who wants to be involved, and we'll try to make it right.
All right, so in saying all that, whoever has any concerns or had any input onto this resolution, please get it to John.
Correct.
John, in turn, you bring it to your committee, or your committee that's looking at this, and then have the attorneys evaluate it at that time. Have Mark have some input. Have trade unions, if they want to have some input, they're more than welcome. Bring them back to our committee for next month, and we'll move forward there.
Because I do believe in a committee system.
Of course,
with the
ramp.
Yeah. You said send it to John. Send it to Amber.
All right, John, it's not being sent to you. It's sent through Amber. Amber's going to send it to you. All right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Mary Beth wanted to make sure Amber's involved here.
1 point first.
That's cool.
All right, any other questions? If not,
was there a motion to
postpone it
until next month. Send it back to committee. What input from anybody who wants to have input? All right, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Just one other thing. On the family court, everybody should have the bid proposals. There's three. There's three contractors for each the general contractor, roofing, plumbing, mechanical, and electrical. So we're going to be, Ken said that the meeting was the 25th. We're going to be taking it up in Ways and Means. So do everyone have a copy of this?
When can we get it? Is it in our packet right now?
I have no idea. Amber, you make sure everybody gets a packet or a copy of this. Mm-hmm. All right?
No, yeah, nobody has.
Mark?
So you're going to have a special session on Ways and Means before that?
The resolution's
on Friday. That, before the special session?
Definitely.
The night of.
The night of.
The night of.
All right. I'm just trying to make sure the CM.
Yes, night of.
All right.
Can't do it Thursday. What about Monday?
All right. Any other questions?
Is that going to be sufficient? I'm fine with doing it.
Motion
to adjourn. Second. James, second.
Did we do the...
yes, we did.
We did that?
Yes.
You voted no.
Essa High School.
Must have been sleep.
Widen the road. Essa High School.
Oh, I do remember saying somebody said high school.
Because it's not...